G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, May 5. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again, Joel Marshall. And Joel, Adelaide Festival of Racing kicks off at Morfordville on Saturday. And unquestionably, the highlight is race 7, the UBet Classic, also known as the Robert Sangster Stakes. $1 million race for the fillies and mares, and a full and high-quality field to face the starter.
Yeah, really good race. It's just developed every year, this race. It was a cracker last year, and you could almost make the case it's better this year. Not too many you can put a pen through, probably three or four that you could say couldn't win, but outside of that, it's a really open contest. And we've also got the Group 1 Australasian Oaks for the staying fillies. Nice lineup there with a couple of horses just trying to stretch their campaign. Started in Melbourne, went to Sydney, now to Adelaide, and then we've got a few of horses that are perhaps on fresher legs.
All right, it's also Gold Coast's big day, big autumn day on Saturday, and some pretty good fields up there as well. We will get to that after Morfordville, and we'll take you right through the black type at Morfordville, starting with race 1, 1-3 Cabs Queen Adelaide Stakes, listed event for the two-year-olds over 10.50.
Just going on spec here with number 7, Germanotta. She's by I Am Invincible out of the very good sprinter Vormista. Hasn't been seen at the trials, but has breeding. They paid a fair bit for her, and in the good stable with Lloyd Kennewell. So check betting, but I've got her on top of 1 Dancer's Kin. Had built up nicely to that win last start. 2 Sanglia and 5 Heaven's Deal next best.
Race 4, UBet Euclid's Stakes. This is 1200 for the 3-year-olds at Group 2 level. It's worth $500,000, and well, the Nature Strip bubble has burst. Joel, you couldn't find a spot for him in the top two.
No, I haven't got him in the top two. It's a really good race with, obviously, Nature Strip and the Godolphin pair are there, Viridine and Isorean. I've actually gone for a filly, number 8, Split Lip, who might be an improver. She got the blinkers on for the first time last start and was a really strong win. Will Clarkin had been waiting to put the blinkers on her. She'd been in good form last preparation without them, but hopefully that might just switch her on. Obviously, that was a weaker race she won last start, but I wouldn't be surprised if she kept improving. 1 Viridine, well, he's been racing in top company this time in against the older horses' first two runs, and then just no luck at all in the Arrow field. Should have gone close. Nature Strip, obviously, did plenty wrong first up. Still ran really well in defeat. And 7, She's So High in for fourth.
Race 5 at Morfordville on Saturday, Amy DC Mackay Stakes, 1100-metre Group 3.
3 Casino Wizard here for me. Third up, I reckon he's ready to run a race. Drawn well. He had no luck first up, 3 wide, no cover. Didn't weaken badly. And then tackled a strong RN Irwin Stakes last time. Of course, we saw Dainty Tess, Vidora's Secret Agenda, and Snitty Kitty contest that race. I'm expecting that form to hold up really strongly here, and I think third up he can run well from 2, Keena Ray, 6, Ferrando, very speedy Kiwi customer, and 7, Sprightly Lass, another speedy conveyance that will certainly give them plenty to run down.
All right, race 6 at Morfordville on Saturday. First of the Group 1s, Schweppes Oaks, also known as the Australasian Oaks, 2,000 metres for 3-year-old fillies at level weights.
9 Temple of Bell for me. I was with her in the spring. Thought she was an Oaks player. Unfortunately, she went amiss after a strong win at Caulfield on Blue Sapphire Day. Form around her held up. She was okay first up at Ballarat and then got to the mile at Caulfield second up and attacked the line strongly behind Muhammad Dias, who just had a bit more momentum out wide. Craig Williams aboard again, third up, 2,000 metres. I think we'll get to see a pretty smart filly in number 9. 5, Suppressor, no luck in the Lelia, dominant in the Auraria, should be very hard to beat. 7, Savakul, very good first up in Sydney, went down to Melbourne, won well. She's a filly really on the way up, only had the 2 runs this preparation. And 12, She's Dashing, who chased home Savakul, then went to Flemington on Anzac Day and was beaten by Think Blur. She's becoming a bit of a bridesmaid, She's Dashing, but I think she can run well. So look, my numbers, 9, 5, 7, 12, leaving out a couple of those that we've seen go from Melbourne to Sydney and Brittany Roses, Miss Admiration and Aloysia, just going for the horses that maybe have a bit more upside in there.
Race 7 is the big one, the UBet Classic, registered as Robert Sangster Stakes, 1,200 metres for fillies and mares, Group 1, $1 million, and it is at standard weight for age. Well, Joel, there's a few fun facts that I came up with while researching my best bets story this week. Your selection meets one of them, and that is that Last Start winners have won the UBet Classic in four of the past 6 years. But I also found that 16 of the past 17 UBet Classic winners have jumped from barrier six or wider. Yours is drawn two, and the only one, in fact, that jumped from inside six was Black Caviar, jumped from three, and there were only 10 in the race that year. And the other stat is Saddlecloth numbers 1-4, so obviously they are the older mares rather than the fillies, have provided the past seven UBet Classic winners. But as we know, history is occasionally bunk when it comes to tipping winners.
Yeah, it is. Look, as we said, very tough race. You can have plenty of hopes. I've gone with 6 Callista. She's just in the zone, this mare. Dominant at Rose Hill in the birthday card, and then just ran her rivals ragged in the Sapphire. It looked like they were going to get to her in the straight, but she kept going. Obviously, this is her toughest test to date, but she wasn't disgraced in the Oakley Plate. Second up this preparation, only beaten 2.25 lengths. So I'm with her to beat 2 Vedora. I thought she was very good first up. Her sectionals from the 6 to the 2 were excellent. May have just peaked on her run late, and she was run down by Dainty Tess. I'm sure she'll have plenty of improvement in her. 14 in for third, Shoals, 3-year-old filly, drawn horribly, but she's a real talent. She's been freshened up for this. They're looking at taking her to Royal Ascot. She'll want to be going really close if they are. And 10, I think, is the best roughy, Legless Verve. She ran pretty well in this race last year from barrier 20. A little bit better in barrier 12 this year. And she's really good fresh. So I think she's probably the best at odds.
And finally, capping off a really high-quality 8-race card at Morfordville is race 8, Hughes Limousines, Queen of the South Stakes, 1600 for fillies and mares at Group 2 level.
I like this race from a punting perspective. I think the favourite's going to be very hard to beat, number 1, Savopinski. I thought she was a black booker off her first up run at Randwick. She took on the boys. She had 59 kilos. She stayed on really well. She's going to be fit up, and I think she'll take plenty of catching, but I'm definitely having something on Quilate, number 6, at around $16. She can handle the wet if they get a bit of rain, which is what they're tipping. Thought she was excellent first up at 1,100 metres, straight to 1,600, but Mick Kent knows how to do that, and that's a distance that she likes. So keen on those two. Next best, 9 Sebring Dream and 5 Tahane. My best is Temple of Bell, and my value is Casino Wizard.
All right, heading up to the Gold Coast, where we have a number of black type races, as well as the Gold Coast Harley Davidson trademark registered Bat Out of Hell. Over 900 metres, worth 90,000, is always an interesting race, and you've written something about one of the contenders, indeed the defending champion, on page 2 of Winning Post this week. Joel, we'll take you right through the black type. We'll start at race 4, 4X Gold Coast Cup, 1400 metre listed race.
I go in 4 Snippets Land. He's a bit of a heartbreak horse. It's been 713 days since he won, but he always runs well, Gold Coast 1400. He's had 4 goes for a second and 3 thirds. So in a tricky affair, I think $6, $6.50 each way is fair enough. I don't think he'll be too far away. He just needs a bit of luck to win. 6 Dreams of Plenty was very good first up. He'll be fitter. Down 4 kilos, will take plenty of catching. 5 Coldstone up from Victoria. 1400 metre win at Flemington. 3 starts back, he beat Radipole and Kingsguard. That's pretty good form. And 2 Moa, he can improve on his first up run.
Race 5 at the Gold Coast on Saturday for the 2-year-olds, the Morton Hire Ken Russell Memorial Classic. This is 1,200 at level weights in Group 3.
3 Lean Mean Machine for me, despite drawing 14 of 14. He's a promising colt. He won well on debut at Warwick Farm, stepped up to the Kindergarten Stakes and found the line pretty well. A recent trial was sharp. If any luck, he'll be taking a fair amount of beating. Thought 13 was the value at around 40-1. Dram of Delago, she chased Sunlight on debut. It was a long way from her, but still it was a promising debut. First up, she was ridden very negatively from a wide gate. She found the line okay along the fence. I can see her settling a lot closer on Saturday and improving. 2 Blue Book will strip fitter for the first up run. And in for 4th, number 5, Cesar.
Race 6 is the aforementioned Gold Coast Harley Davidson, a Bat Out of Hell, 900 metres. Worth 90,000 and $7 for your selection, Joel. It's not bad for a defending champion from a good gate who's trialled well.
Yeah, prompt return. I think you can get 8 or 9, I heard someone say this morning. So if that's still available, snap it up. He was $3 last year and he got very close to the track record. He's subsequently placed behind Snitty Kitty, 3 for 3 at the trip. Jeff Lloyd, good gate, trialled well. Yeah, I think he's overs. He's on top. number four to beat eight Kalama. Can definitely have a saver on her. She's got a really sharp turn of foot, a strong finishing burst on her, and if she gets the breaks late, she'll be finishing hard. Three Snoopy, 900 metres is a bit short for him, but he should have won first up last prep, and he's trialled really well. He's got plenty of class. And five Guard of Honour, definitely a chance. Broke the track record at Canberra two back, but $2.30, I think it's very short.
Race seven at the Gold Coast on Saturday, Brandon's Gold Coast Guineas, Group 3 for three-year-olds, and Captain Buffton Tufton, or whoever the bloke was who first came up with the Guineas race, would be spinning in his grave. This one just over 1,200 metres.
Yeah, just a 1,200 for horses. A lot of horses can kick off their campaigns in this, but we've got a couple here that have had one or two runs under the belt. I'm going for one that is kicking off her campaign in the form of number 10, Champagne Cuddles. Three-year-old filly just has irresistible form line. She didn't win through the spring, but boy, it took some good ones to beat her. Second in the Golden Rose to Trapeze Artist. Second in the T-Rose to Alizé. Second in the Flight to Alizé. She's trialled well. Barrier 1 just ticks a lot of boxes and I think she'll be very hard to beat. YPO number one will be the one to catch. He's got good speed. 1,200 metres. He was able to win over that distance at Doomben second up. That was a mad leader bias. So look, if there's a lot of pressure on him, he might be susceptible, but he should be hard to run down. Five Marvel was strong late behind YPO and the Mick Dipman, and three Shogun Sun will be hitting the line hard late.
The main race at Gold Coast on Saturday is race eight, Atwood Marshall AD Hollandale Stakes. 1,800 metre Group 2 weight for age. And as in the bet out of hell, Joel, you're going for the defending champion.
Yeah, number one, It's Somewhat. Look, I was tossing up in this race between It's Somewhat and Tom Melbourne, and when you're tossing up between Tom Melbourne and another horse, I think you've got to go for the other horse. So It's Somewhat for me. Certainly think he did enough first up in the all-aged. He drew one, settled sort of three, four back the fence. It was an on-pace dominated race. They ran quick time, and he did enough. As I said, he came into this race third up last year and controlled it from the front. It's only second up and he's got the outside gate, but I still think he should be able to get over into an on-pace position and be hard to beat. Three Tom Melbourne, just this race just sets up perfectly for him. He's been racing really well. Thought they just sprinted home too sharply for him back to 1,400 in the all-age, but 1,800 is just a perfect distance from an ideal draw if he's ever going to win. Saturday might be the day. Six Satono Razin, the Japanese customer. He was outsped in the all-age, but I thought he did enough late. Wouldn't be shocked to see improvement from him. And two coming through. Gee, I think $2.80 is very short. His opening quote, I couldn't possibly have him at that price, but he's been racing really well. Doncaster place getter, you have to have him in the mix.
And race nine at the Gold Coast is the UBet Silk Stocking for fillies and mares at 1,200, a listed event.
Nine River Racer, she's always been a favourite of mine. She was testing the patience, but she got her second win on the board, second up this time in, beating the highly rated Mr. Marbaloos. That was on a heavy track. She does like giving the ground, but she's okay on dry as well. She's come up, I think she's $5 or $6 now, which is short enough. I think wait and you might get better. She's on top for me from five Anatola, broke the track record at Randwick first up. Four Pomelo, should have improvement in her. She was a bit of a sitting shot there in the provincial championship final. That was earning her second run this time in. And 11 Cellar Girl, at her best, she's a big chance. She was placed in the T-Rose and the Flight behind Alizé and Champagne Cuddles. Didn't quite come up last prep, but expecting her to bounce back.
And race nine, number nine, River Racer, is your value bet, Joel. Your best was in the Guineas. Race seven, number 10, Champagne Cuddles. The other black type race in Australia on Saturday is at Rosehill Gardens in Sydney. It is race six, the listed Lord Mayor's Cup, over 2,000 metres. Not the most exciting field I've ever seen.
No, and I'm tipping a bit of a boil over here in number five, Our Century. Kim Moore got a couple of horses off Team Williams, one of them being Goathland, who was able to win first up for the new yard on Anzac Day. This bloke resumed at Randwick over 1,400 on all-age stakes day. Just found them too sharp there, but I thought he worked the line pretty well. He was beaten 5.5 lengths. He drops 4.5 kilos. Out to 2,000 metres, a definite plus. And we've seen him measure up in pretty decent company in the past. So I think at $21, you can have something on him each way to beat seven Natoya. She's flying this mare. One win from nine. So she's clearly eligible for easier races, but that was a super effort in the Legacy Stakes and then the Japan Plate last time out. Two Ecuador on the backup from Hawkesbury last week. He'll go forward, give them plenty to chase. And four Elward, just hasn't won this prep, but he's been freshened and he's clearly a class performer. But five on top for me and made him my value for the day.
And your best was race 8, number 2, Aaron Cheney.
Yeah, I've always had a bit of time for this bloke. He was a good winner, second up. Just got bailed away on the fence last time with the momentum. Horses out wide just were able to build their revs and were just too strong. He was back on the fence, held up, and worked to the line okay. He'll run a strong 1,500 on speed as long as he's in the clear. I think he's really well placed in a very winnable affair.
Okay, Flemington is the venue for Melbourne Racing on Saturday. It's Living Legends Day. No black type, but each of the races paying tribute to either a resident of Living Legends or a human Living Legend. We've got Graham Salisbury. Apart from Graham, you've got to have a nickname, I think, to get here. John Paddo Patterson, R.E. McMallion, E.J. Midge Didham. Who is Aki van den Dolder?
Yeah, no, don't know that one, but there's a TJ Tommy Hughes as well.
Yes, that's right. Anyway, what is your best and value? What are your best and value bets for this Flemington meeting?
My best is in the last, race 9, number 13, Moana Jewel. Ocean Park filly, she was a good winner first up at Pakenham, went to Sandown, really liked her chase there. She really fought strongly and was running right through the line with 59 kilos behind Platinum Angel. That was a filly I gave a decent rap to last week on the podcast, and she nearly won a stakes race in Adelaide last week. So the form's strong, down to 54 kilos. She's drawn one. I think she'll be hard to beat in the last, number 13. My value is Truly Discreet in race 4. Just I hope they ride her very positively early and she can cross over and get towards the pace. She was very good at Caulfield. That backed up a Bendigo Guineas placing. And then on Anzac Day, she was just in no man's land. They were a bit negative early and she was 3-4 wide. Worked too hard. I think she can improve if they're positive early. And best roughie, maybe race 3, number 3, Token of Love. Now, this mare was competitive in the spring. She placed in the Matriarch behind Savapinski. She's had 2 runs in Sydney. Barbara Joseph and Paul Jones have elected to send her down here third up. I think she might be ready to run a race.
Well, against your roughie, I have best betted number 1, My Psychiatrist, at about $11. Now, your best bet, Moana Jewel, is listed as $19 in the winning post, but that's nothing unusual for you, whereas I don't best bet these horses that are about $11, although I reckon the last time I did, it won. But you don't mind the chances of My Psychiatrist either, Joel.
Yeah,
it's got the danger there, the Token of Love. And my value bet, which won't be a huge problem. Oh, in fact, it's $2.80 favourite. Well, that's just that is peak John Bargo with a $2.80 value bet and $11 best bet. But Magic Consul, I thought, could go on his winning way with a 3-kilo claim, just with the 51 kilos to carry up against Caulfield Cup winner, mind you, over the 1,800 metres, but just hoping Boom Time is just tuning up for later assignments in Queensland, I guess.
Yeah, and you'd be balking at the $2.80 for Magic Console. Yes, he's very well placed, and he will be very hard to beat because there's a few here that probably aren't ready to win. But
yeah, $2.80. Oh, well, I'm sure. Surely we'll get better then.
Yep.
280, that's Flemington. Ascot, there is no black type there. You haven't studied, I take it.
No, I haven't looked.
Joel, so Missile Launch from BJ Ryan is the best. You can go early. It's only 2:21 Eastern Time, race 1, number 1. No great spoil, $1.75, but widely considered the next big thing in WA racing. So you've been warned. And BJ's value bet is no great spoil either. It's not exactly each way odds either, just $3.50. It's the consistent race 3, number 1, Harry Thomas. Earlier in the day, when do they stop running Easter races in New Zealand, Joel?
Yeah.
I mean, there was the Easter handicap a couple of weeks ago. Easter, of course, this year being in March, or it might have been the 1st of April. And now here it is May, and we've got the Great Easter Stakes.
Yeah, at Riccarton, yeah. No, it's a bit odd the way they do it, but plenty of winners to be found. Big fields at Riccarton down in the south. We're working on a heavy track. I've made my best Son of Zach, race 7, number 4, back out to the 2,500. That will suit. He attacked the line strongly over 2,000 metres at Wait for Age last start in the Canterbury Gold Cup. They really stepped him up in class. Looks really well suited down to 54.5. My value is in the last, race 9, number 15. She's Too Hot to Trot. She was travelling really well. I made her my best a couple of weeks ago, and she was travelling really well. Had trouble getting out. Once she did get out, just battled a little bit. That was 2,000 metres. Maybe back to 1,600. Going to give her another chance in the last. Tarapa is the other program. My best is Pythagoras, race 9, number 6. And my value is Forever Clever, race 7, number 7.
All right, that takes care of a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Obviously, your winning post has got you covered from Friday through to Sunday, including Friday's Bendigo Bank 2018 Wagga Wagga Gold Cup, Joel, listed race worth $150,000. What did you like there?
Chris Waller's horse, which is Life Less Ordinary. Yeah, he'll be very hard to beat. He was second in the race last year behind the Waterhouse Bot Runner Stampede. He looks to be going every bit as well. He's been stakes placed a few times since, and he's coming off a last start win at Flemington, so he's very easy to like.
Okay, that wraps up another preview podcast. Only leaving us to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. All your favourite columnists and your other favourite features as well. And finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. I am not going to go with my psychiatrist. I'm going to go with Flemington, race 2, number 3, Ducan.
A little bit more value than Graf was last week, and we're going to go to Sydney again. We'll go Arancini, race 8, number 2.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.